the sink room. Except for the honored visitors, everyone entered the house through the back door into the sink room, so called because of the dry sink in the corner by the entryway. A dry sink is one where no water comes in, is through a hand pump, but only is poured out. It is here that everyone entering would leave hats, coats, and boots, but on wash days, the room became a laundry room. On that day, Mrs. Atwood, or very likely her washerwoman, would fetch buckets of water from the well just outside the back door, heat each bucketful over the fire in the kitchen, and pour it into a barrel until there was enough to do the wash. She would then shave some soap that she would have made herself from animal fat and lye from the ashes into the bucket and begin stirring and pounding the laundry with a passer or dolly, a root-shaped end of a long pole. When the laundry was sufficiently clean, she would pour the soapy water into the dry sink, fetch more buckets of water, heat them over the fire, and fill the bucket again to rinse it. The chore of such a long day of doing laundry was alleviated somewhat at the end of the 19th century when a washing machine was invented. It consisted of a tub with an agitator inside that was turned by rotating a handle on top of the cover of the tub. About the same time, the wringer was invented, resulting in the first version of a washing machine and dryer.